Hello, good afternoon or good morning for some. It's another episode of 15 Minutes with 15 West. I'm really excited today. I've got one of our own team here at 15 West. We're here to welcome Holly Neary. Hey, Holly, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Very, very well, thank you. I'm excited. I've wanted to do this for a
It's
while, but you've been putting me off. You've been putting me off. No, I'm joking. I'm
nothing
joking.
personal, I promise.
So for a bit of a brief introduction from my side, and we'll hear from Holly herself. But Holly is a senior consultant over in our New York office. She's working closely with our head of New York, Fran. Actually had a personal connection to Fran from a previous employer, I believe, and she's been doing some great work for us since she joined. So yeah, Holly, why don't you give us a bit of an intro to yourself?
Sure. So yeah, obviously I've been with 15 West since February 2022. So nearly coming up to a year in a few months, which is crazy. And then I
Time flies.
relocated. I know, crazy. So I was remote for a few months and then I relocated in June of this year. So yeah, I've been in New York for a few months now, which is again crazy. So look, I kind of fell into recruitment very much like everyone else. Started in Australia, where I was a resourcer, kind of moved into a recruitment position within like rail infrastructure, came back to the UK, was in tech recruitment, and then I moved internally for that agency. So I was finding recruiters for a tech agency, and then obviously I joined 15 West to find recruiters across many different industries in the US. So yeah, it's
So you're originally from the UK, right? Just for reference.
Originally from the UK.
Whereabouts are
I'm
you from?
from good old Essex. So
Many recruiters are from Essex,
I
don't you
know, I
think?
feel like you could probably speak to pretty much anyone and they'd be from London or Essex. So
Yeah, in the
look,
recruitment world, yeah.
exactly, in the recruitment world, there's a lot of us over here in the States, but yeah, originally from Essex.
And you started your career in Australia. So what was that like, coming in, being, I suppose, in a new place, not where you're from, and in a new career?
It was a little bit crazy, I won't lie, because I mean, look, as most people probably say the same, like I didn't really know what I was getting myself in for. And I kind of started in a resourcer position and then moved into another company where I was doing like a consultant role. And it was very much kind of like learning on the job. But yeah, it was good. I mean, I've had experience in different markets now. I've kind of been able to pivot into different markets. So that's been good. It's been good exposure. And I guess for someone new into recruitment, kind of throwing yourself in the deep end is sometimes good and it has paid off. So that's always
Yeah,
good
of
as
course.
well.
Well, I'm putting you on the spot because we haven't prepped for this question, but I'm keen to know, like, and you can't say rec to rec because just because the bosses are going to see this. What's been your favorite area of recruitment, you think, from what you've seen and
Look. And I know you said don't say this, but I do really
done?
like finding recruiters.
Yeah.
I think obviously as a recruiter myself, you can build a really good rapport with someone who is in the same job as you. You kind of understand the day in, day out, you know the struggles, you know the successes, you can talk to someone on a level, which I do really like. Obviously, I've never worked in tech, I've never worked in the rail industry. So as much as you
Yeah, of
can
course.
build a relationship, it's not the same. I mean, you can go out and meet a recruiter face to face and it's like meeting with a friend.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's just much
So
more
I
natural, isn't
do,
it?
yeah, I know I have to say that, but I do genuinely quite
No,
like it.
no,
I've done
no.
it for a few years, but no, I do like it.
I think I'd probably feel the same. I come from, finance recruitment before I do what I do now, and a short amount of, tech involved in that. And I think, whilst I enjoyed my days in finance recruitment, it taught me, I don't think I could have done, or I couldn't be successful in the rec-to-rec space without having that exposure. But I think, I hated, to be very basic, I hated maths at school. I was never very intelligent in that world. And then I, all of a sudden, through the power of recruitment, developed so much more understanding of, the nuances and intricacies of what someone in the finance space does, what an FD does, what a CFO does. Actually having that knowledge and learning, I think, I really enjoyed that. But now I get to use the ability to gain that knowledge and the exposure to knowing recruitment to work with recruiters, like you say. And I mean, every recruiter that hears this that's not a rec to rec is gonna disagree and hate me, but I believe rec to rec is the hardest one of them all. I
It is.
think people just don't recognize or appreciate that, they like an FD isn't a recruiter. So if you're calling an FD or a CFO or a software Java developer, they're a lot more receptive to talk to you, whereas a recruiter's a bit like, which I was a what's the word? I was an example of this. A recruiter's a bit like, well, I don't, I'm a recruiter, so I know what I'm doing, sort of thing. So makes it tougher. But
Yeah, exactly.
anyway. So you're in the US, you're enjoying it. What are you covering in the US just for people's benefit?
Yeah, so I am part of the growth talent division of 15 West. So basically we focus on sort of grad, like junior level hires all the way up to sort of like management level. Sectors we kind of focus on, I mean, we do focus across different sectors, but just to kind of name a few, obviously you've got your tech, healthcare, sustainability is a huge one, like finance and accounting is another big one, financial services, life sciences, across different markets. So obviously the US, New York is a huge one. Obviously our team is based in New York, so it's good to be able to kind of get out and meet clients and candidates here on the ground. But we do also work with sort of your West Coast. We've got Miami, Chicago, Denver, Houston. Recruitment companies are popping up here, there and everywhere nowadays. So if a company we work with or a new company approaches us for a new location, we are kind of well equipped to deal with that as well, because we have candidates across the US. And people are always relocating here as well. I think that's such a big thing to mention. People do move around a lot more here than I had experience with in the UK. So it does open up a lot more doors.
Yeah, I mean, I'm working with probably three people in just in London alone right now that are looking to relocate. So I think it's if you're a UK recruiter, or even, you know, in Europe or in Asia, perhaps doing recruitment, I think a lot of people are attracted to the US now simply from its monetary value, like the sheer size of the market and what people can achieve alone is really strong. I've been saying this to a few people for the last week. I can't remember who it was that said it to me. And if they hear this, they're going to be like, it was me. But someone senior that I connected with recently actually made a point, and I really like the way it's put. It sounds a little bit harsh, but it's true. I think an average recruiter can go to the US market and do a good job. A good recruiter would go to the US market and be the best recruiter out there, because it's just such an untapped market. But you mentioned loads of firms are going out there, and I know a lot of them, you know, the obvious places are New York, you know, Austin's becoming very big. Where are you seeing most companies set up? Is it still New York, or is there somewhere more fruitful?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it kind of depends on what industry they're in, because if it's finance or accounting and finance, like New York is potentially a no-brainer. Look, we do have some that aren't necessarily based in New York, but it's a big sort of like financial hub here. And a lot of their clients are headquartered within these areas, but it's obviously a little bit more expensive to run an office in New York. Obviously, the salaries tend to be a bit higher because of the cost of living. So Florida is a really big one that we're kind of seeing a lot more companies pop up there. You've got your Orlando's, you've got Miami. Again, a little bit cheaper to run an office, but still on the East Coast. So you still have that the same time zone, but also you get a little bit like nicer weather in the summer, and it's a little bit cheaper, and the cost of living is a little bit less, and the tax is lower. And then obviously, again, LA is quite a big one, but then obviously you've got the time difference.
Fine. So I think the next thing I wanted us to talk about on this podcast was, you know, we're working with a lot of people that are relocating. We're actively, you know, keen to meet people in the UK or across Europe that wants to relocate to the US, and somewhat vice versa, but the focus is to the US. So you are someone that has recently relocated. You are settling now in New York. So I just want to talk about that. How have you found that? What was the process? What did you go through? Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously the process varies very much depending on kind of like the company and kind of what they're looking for. But I mean, look, relocating, it's a big decision. For me, I had always wanted to move somewhere else again, and kind of when New York was an opportunity, it was kind of too good to turn down. Obviously, as you mentioned, a lot of people are relocating here for the opportunity, for the bigger fees, for all of the locations that are popping up. So look, it's always hard moving to another city, especially when you have a house and whatnot, but it's 100% the right decision that I have made. The process for me was actually very quick. Obviously, I joined 15 West in February. From that point, obviously, I was working remotely, as I mentioned. They started my visa process from that point. The lawyers that we have and do still have are incredible. They're very quick. Any time that we had any paperwork missing or whatever it needed to be, they were on us. So I was able to relocate in June. I got my visa at the end of May, I believe it is, sort of mid-May, end of May. And then I relocated the next month. For other people, it's not usually it can be a little bit longer. But yeah, for me, it was fairly seamless. It was just about getting stuff for myself personally sorted. So yeah, it was pretty easy.
Good. Yeah, no, I can. Yeah. I mean, you probably sound like you've had quite a, pardon me, a pleasant experience. I think I've heard of a lot more horror stories of people's, you know, visa taking so much longer. It could be little minute things, right? Because it's not necessarily about the, well, you tell me, because I've not gone through it. It's not necessarily about the company size, as in, say, 15 West, the size of us, that determines your visa. It's obviously all personal, and I suppose depending on the lawyers that you've got and how quickly they do things.
Yeah, exactly. And I know, like, obviously for me, I was coming out to be like a specialist in a particular area. Obviously I had tech experience, so that's kind of where I mainly focus my experience. On the recruitment side. And obviously with us being sort of 360 consultants, that was a big thing. So it obviously depends on kind of what type of position you are coming over here to do. But yeah, kind of once you've gone to the embassy, it's either like a yes or a no on the day. You have your interview, you do all of that. And then, yeah, it's either a yes or a no. So exactly. It does vary depending on kind of what type of company you are. There is kind of things that companies have to do in the background. But yeah, obviously working with 15 West, the kind of experience that they had in relocating people previously, and obviously giving advice to other people who are relocating, it definitely made it a lot easier to have that sort of advice from someone who's done it before.
So just actually a question for you from experience in the US market. Like, I'm working with a couple of people who are in Europe and, you know, relocating to the UK. And unfortunately for them, some of the feedback that they've been receiving is it's going to be too hard for them to transition because they don't have any clients or network in the UK. So I wonder, you know, do you feel that's something that is, do you feel that's the same in the US? You know, are clients a little bit more reluctant to people relocating because of that reason? And another question added to that, I think, would be, do you think, if you haven't got a market, do you think it's better to work for a big brand that's got a, you know, big reputation and a sort of like large sort of scale, or will a boutique firm still be able to give you that good service or that good introduction to the market, I should say?
Yeah, and I guess it kind of, and obviously, as you know, it would depend based off of what that person's done. Like, if someone's used to kind of being in a market where they've built a desk from scratch, or they are 360 and they are used to kind of reaching out to clients from cold and whatnot, it will vary. But obviously a boutique can also give you exposure that you may not have had in a different market. Do you know what I mean? So I think it really depends. It's really hard. It's a really hard question. But you were saying, like, obviously your clients were sort of, your candidates were hearing feedback that maybe they haven't had the right exposure where they've been in Europe, or.
I think it's simply that, you know, for example, you get an FS recruiter that's been doing, you know, FS work across Germany or France, for example.
Yeah.
And simply because they just haven't worked with clients in the UK, and it's, you know, from a cultural side of things different, that it's going to be too difficult for them to come in because it's such a hunter gatherer type of like market at the moment.
No, definitely. And I think, like you said, depending on the type of experience, like it for me, like if you are 360, you are used to kind of building from the ground up, which is what a lot of our clients want at the moment. Do you know what I mean? A lot of our clients want someone who's kind of built from scratch and are essentially like a plug and play. So if someone hasn't done that necessarily, whether it's in Europe or the UK, it's just going to be too hard with the way that the market is at the moment. So that could be the reason why. We have a lot of people who want to relocate, obviously, don't necessarily kind of touch on the European market, but from the UK into the US, who are 180, and it's very, very difficult to find them positions at the moment, just because we need people who have done the kind of cold BD, building a desk. So that could be the reason why. It's just such a tight market at the moment.
I mean, for getting relocators, it's tough to place even, you know, 180 Americans, you know, actually candidates that have been working in New York, if they've got 180 and they want to go into 360, you know, I've had some really good candidates in the last 6 months who, just from the nature of how their firms are built, they've only been exposed to one side of the market or one side of the cycle, shall I say. And now they want that 360 exposure, but clients aren't giving it to them. It's such a catch 22, isn't it? Because how do these people progress if no one gives them the chance? Yet I sort of see it from the client side that, well, I'm actually probably going to, you know, do them a disservice in the long term. Yeah. They're going to come in and struggle because they can't do what we need them to do. So it's a bit of a...
It's tight. It's a tight market for sure.
It's mind-blowing.
It's definitely loosening up. Like, obviously, as people kind of go into the new year, like different roles are sort of popping up. But yeah, at the moment, it's just very tailored towards that, like you said, that hunter kind of go out, get cold, do cold BD, get clients, that side of things. So yeah, that could be the reason why, which is tough. Fair.
Well, I think, you know, it probably leads us into our next point and our final point, you know, in terms of what we expect to see in the market for next year and, you know, coming out of Q4. I think there's been, I don't know about you, I've had so many conversations recently and it all seems to have the same sort of element, which is it's a tough time of year. Everyone's had a tough year.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what market you're in, even if, you know, some people are doing great, even the people that are still classing themselves as top billers will still say it's not been as good as last year. So, I mean, where do you think that's going to take us going into 2024? Do you think we're going to come out of that? Do you think it's going to get worse?
Like you said, anyone that you speak to this year has been like probably the worst people have seen in a long time, if not in their whole kind of recruitment career. I know for me, it's been tough. Anyone you speak to. But I think it's just gone back to that kind of pre-COVID level of work. So basically you have to do, and to be blunt, you have to do a lot more to get a lot less. And I think obviously that is still going to be the same moving into next year. However, the market is loosening. Like, I know obviously we are very busy here at 15 West. We've got a lot more clients coming on. We've got a lot more roles.
Yeah.
And our clients are a lot more open to what they see, whether it's a different sector, whether they are maybe open to a 180, looking to transition into 360, whatever it might be. It's definitely opening up, but I still think it's going to be tough, especially whilst people try and pick up from the losses that they maybe had this year. I mean, obviously COVID was a big thing to happen to a lot of businesses. There was a lot of businesses that boomed throughout, which is amazing because that wasn't how a lot of us thought it was going to go. But now it's kind of time to bounce back. Obviously the great recruiters now have that kind of time to shine because it is loosening up. So yeah, everything's pointing in the right direction, put it that way, but I still think it's going to be hard work kind of going into Q1 next year, just with like a bit of a build up, but definitely getting better, put it that way.
Yeah, no, I agree. Well, it's been absolutely lovely talking with you, Holly. I've really enjoyed it. I'm glad the network are finally going to get to hear from you. As a final point for anyone listening on this, actually, me and Holly are actually working together for one of the first times on a project in New York. We're working with a market-leading renewables recruitment agency who are looking for someone to come in and actually head up a contract team in New York. So if you are a contract recruiter based in the US or want to relocate and have had the privilege of listening to me and Holly today on our podcast, get in touch with one of us and we can tell you a little bit more. But I'm excited to see what Holly can bring us for the US market in 2024.
Me too. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Holly.
Thanks. See you later.